Blog Talk Radio.
Take a Run Productions. Welcome to a special edition of the URN Radio Show. We normally air 8 p.m., but we're airing early because CPR Matt and Dennis are live from ParaFest. So I'm going to put them on and let them do their thing.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Full Spectrum Radio.
What's going on, guys?
Oh,
Matt on.
There you go, Matt.
Yep. Try it
again, Matt.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, I'm always the last to the party and the first forgotten about. No,
you're the first. You're the first one to disappear.
No shit. I was telling Kevin a little while ago, and Kevin will vouch for me. Matt, I know why you're a ghost hunter, brother. I think you are a part ghost because, son of a bitch, if you don't disappear in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I turn around.
Yeah.
1 minute he's beside me, the next minute, I don't know, he's a vapor off in the wind. And look,
yeah, I'm
kind of
good at that. So, Kevin, man, we're definitely missing you here at the event. Dennis and I were hanging out with the Taps crew, and I already talked to them. They're going to stop in and say hi. Jason actually wasn't able to make it here. But I got Dave Tango, Bruce Tango, Steve Gonzalez. They're all here. Grant Wilson's here. He'll pop in and say what's up. So, also, Michelle Belanger is here, partying with her. It's been crazy, man. Kevin, you would have lost your mind having to deal with Dennis and I.
I've heard some stories already from certain people about the craziness going on there.
Uh-oh.
Well, be careful in what you believe, man. Be careful in what you believe. I will say this, though. I received an email from my kidney and my liver, and the email simply stated, "Screw you." So I think that's an indication of what's been going on here.
Hey, Kevin, real quick, are you on Facebook right now?
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot you a picture that just don't make this public. Yet. Oh yes. Wait till you see the caption that I have for this. I'm gonna do this live, obviously. I'm gonna send you a picture and I'm gonna be quiet until I hear you start laughing your ass off, and you'll understand why.
Okay.
Photo is sent. And
all
everybody,
right.
I'm not even kidding. Wait for Kevin's reaction on this, because it is going to be one classic, two. Yeah, that actually happened.
All right.
I'm trying to blow it up. What the hell is that? That would definitely be the exact thing we expected.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
If you want to give people a perspective and kind of describe what you're viewing right now.
I don't know if I should laugh or throw up.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the photo I sent Kevin, a picture of me from last night.
Bringing sexy back.
I don't know about that, but damn.
Oh shit.
Okay, so basically, I was going through themes yesterday, and I was walking up to people asking them if there was any possible way that I could make my outfit any douchier. And because I had my EMT shirt on, I had my gift that I can't describe for CPR Mark. So I was kind of changing hats physically and metaphorically throughout the day yesterday. Trying to get douchier was by grabbing random people and asking them what I could do to make it worse. So that's how that whole situation developed.
It definitely got worse. I think he found the epitome. He hit the penultimate douche battery there. I can't come up with any other words to describe it, and there's no way. I could grab a thesaurus and run through the list.
Hey, real quick,
go through 30 pages
in the attempt for douchiness yesterday to reach maximum capacity, that's what I end up doing.
Oh my god!
did I not succeed? Alright. Yes, I am walking around here showing random people my photo right now.
In the words of Dr. Phil, this is what his opinion of that photograph is.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
That's pretty much what I think happened.
I want you to start having a gay relationship.
Nah, that didn't happen.
I'm wondering. Now, let me see if I can figure out how to make this happen. I have an EVP that we captured out of our hotel room last night. This is, and I'm not kidding, I just used my phone, but this is the EVP that I captured from our hotel room last night.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on, let me get the volume up. This has got to work. I can't do it from the same phone while I'm on it. Damn it.
Kevin, you're gonna have to upload these to the board, I'm telling you. Dennis, if you can email them to Kevin right now, and hopefully he can get them uploaded, because this is phenomenal stuff that everybody needs to hear. It's probably some of the most compelling stuff that anybody's ever gotten.
Well, let me see how I can do that. I should be able to.
Yes.
Let me see. Play. How about share? Let's see. Oh, email. Okay, so I can share this. All right. What's your email?
My email is. Yeah, that's fine. It's unknownpg2010@yahoo.com.
unknownpg22@yahoo.com. 2010,
dumbass, not 22.
Hey, bite me, dumbass. I'm trying to get out some groundbreaking EVP shit that we caught, and you're going to call me a dumbass for this? That's just wrong. We have
Kevin, once you hear,
right?
we got four that are, it is like, it sends shivers up and down people's spines. It's like, and it's referencing a movie that everybody else doesn't make any sense, and Dennis and I are trying to figure it out. It's referencing the movie Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
It just does not make any sense.
I cannot tell you. No lie whatsoever. I had tears after I heard this. I mean, this CBP was so phenomenal, it brought me to tears. I could not believe I was able to capture something that awesome just with my phone.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm laughing because it is one of those things that's going to be groundbreaking. I was talking to Bruce and Dave Tango, Steve Gonzalez about it, Grant Wilson, like from Taps. I'm going to have Dennis play it for them, and they're super excited because I know for a fact in watching the show and even in private investigations, they said they've never gotten anything this good.
Yeah, and one of the things that I definitely have to do. I'm going to see if I can track down Mark and Debbie. The Constantinos are here. And I'm going to see if
See if I can convert it because you got it in a different format here.
Well, I don't know how to modify it. It's actually captured on my phone.
Let me see if I can convert it. It's not a big deal. Open up my audio. That's why I'm a paranormal investigator. I got all these freaking programs. Let's see.
Kevin, and ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down by far absolutely 100% real. There's no faking whatsoever. This is raw off of Dennis's phone on his voice recorder, and you are going to be the first ones besides Dennis and I to hear this live. And it's definitely going to blow your mind.
I mean, if it tells you anything, it literally reduced me to tears and brought me to my knees. This was that awesome.
And this was in our hotel room.
Yeah, this was in our hotel room. Now, we had a nice suite. We were at the Homewood Suites, in a really nice hotel. We were in a nice place, man, but... Yeah, this was captured like, all right, our suite had like a little pull-out couch, a little like full kitchen area, and then a little bedroom off to the side. Matt, thank you so much for giving up the bed and letting me have it. Matt slept on the pull-out.
Which never got pulled out. I just slept on the couch.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say he slept on the couch or just passed out at that location. Because by the time we got I'm not saying that this was a drunken pass out, because we stayed up very late, you know, networking and you know, doing all this serious stuff with, you know, the TAPS team and, you know, the folks over at Trans Allegheny Lunatic Asylum were hanging out with us. We had, you know, well, off and on, I mean, I can't even tell you how many people we were hanging out with. It was just crazy. So by the time we finally left the event and got back to the hotel, we were just exhausted.
Well, and that, Dennis, am I wrong to say, it was what, about like 3 or 4 in the morning the CVP was captured, right?
I think so, somewhere around there. You know, I mean, the hotel was dead silent. You know, you didn't hear any doors slamming down the hallway or anything like that.
And it's a newer place. It's a newer facility. Like, probably, you know, what, the most 5 years old?
I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. I mean, we spent so little time there because we've been running so much. You know, I've got to say, Scott definitely did a phenomenal job setting up Parafest 2013. But, you know, we've done a lot of legwork, ladies and gentlemen, to bring you some good quality broadcasting here on the URN Network and Full Spectrum Radio. And I'm hoping that, you know, with this EVP, we can put Full Spectrum Radio and the URN Network on the map. If this EVP actually works and Kevin can get it converted for us, I want to see the switchboard light up with, you know, just all of the, oh, my God, I can't believe how awesome that is. You know, I just want to see the switchboard light up. Kevin, can you throw the phone number out there for them so they can call in with the astonishing feelings that they get from the CBT?
Yeah, the call-in number is 323-580-5703. I'm having to download a different program because I have to convert this format into an MP3. So it's taking me a little while here.
Oh, man, I'm just stoked to hear this thing.
I'm looking at Dennis right now, and he's doubled over walking through the parking lot laughing his ass off.
And the reason that we do that, you know those old cheesy-ass-looking kung fu movies where they talk and then 3 seconds later you actually hear that you're seeing their lips move? That's what it looks like with us, with the delay going through the network and everything. Matt will talk. I'm looking at him. I see his lips moving. I don't hear shit. 3 seconds later, I hear what he said.
It looks like a
cheesy kung fu movie.
It's definitely kung fu-esque.
something-esque.
Dennis, let me walk past and see if I can find Rebecca if she's not busy and has a second to say hi. Because...
Oh, you're going to stop by and visit your hat.
Yeah, she is definitely a fun one to party with, and I think you'll agree with that.
Oh, most definitely. Now, she is the owner over at Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. I understand now why that group of people works in a lunatic asylum, or is in a lunatic asylum. But I'm dumbfounded that they work in one, not reside. They're an absolute blast to hang out with. But, you know, like I said, I can't believe that they actually work in one instead of reside in one. I'm standing outside now. I had to come out and take a smoke break. I see Dave Fango and Steve Gonzalez back here taking photo opportunities. They look like press pictures, perhaps. I wonder if it's
hey,
photo
Kevin, here's something that'll make you proud. I'm sending you right now on Facebook. It's going to go online shortly now that I have the ability to do so. But, Dennis, basically, I'm sending Kevin a photo of the URN, you know what I'm talking about, and how perfect is the location of where that is?
Yeah, the URN banner with the full special logo and everything, that is in, I think I already sent you a picture of exactly where that thing's at.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is that perfect or what?
Yeah, I like it.
You better.
You know what? Let me see. I'm going to see if I can. Well, crap. It probably won't play that way either. Yeah, we're just kind of stuck having to wait for downloading or whatever to get that EVP transferred to it. A different software style. But,
oh yeah,
yeah
by the way, Kevin, that's on the main floor.
Yeah. We've got another picture that we're going to take with that banner later on. It'll be me in a signed Scott Greenwald World 4Z t-shirt, and I believe CPR Matt is going to wear, I'm not sure what the hell he's. What?
I'm going to be rocking I'm rocking my Parahorror shirt right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. He's got on the dark gray Parahorror shirt. But I'll tell you what, man, standing out here, I'm out back, and this casino is built pretty much in the middle of what used to be the Bethlehem Steel. I was talking to a sergeant with the Bethlehem Police Department yesterday that grew up around here. And he told me that, you know, there were a lot of deaths in these buildings. The buildings themselves were used as far back as, I believe he said World War I, maybe, but I'm certain he said two at least. You know, the steel for our tanks, our ships, and everything like that was manufactured right here to, you know, create some of our best military might. And, I mean, they're very imposing buildings. One of the numbers that I was given yesterday was that this building and all of the conveyor lines and everything, bringing the coke and coal in, you know, with everything combined, they said it's about 10 miles long in its entirety.
Wow.
But just amazing looking buildings. And now, for the most part, they stand empty. The sergeant that I was talking to said that, you know, they have gotten, you know, numerous calls out for, you know, trespassers and so forth. And, you know, numerous times they've come out for trespassers and never seen anybody, but the motion alarms pick something up. So it makes you wonder just what's going on in these buildings.
And Dennis and I were actually considering a little bit of B&E last night, breaking and entering into this place.
Yeah, Matt actually said it would be worth the going to jail in Bethlehem lockup for trespassing into these buildings. They're that clean. He said it was on his bucket list. Now, granted, going into buildings like this would be on my bucket list. I'm not so sure that I would want a bucket list spending the night in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania City Jail. But I don't think that's on my bucket list. I'll have to pull the notepad out of there. I'm pretty certain lockup in Bethlehem, PA is not on my bucket. So, are you having any luck getting the software to work for that EVP?
I'm currently downloading a converter, and I've lost Matt. Matt lost his signal, so he'll have to call back in. But I'm having to download a different program to convert the audio to a different format, which is fine because I have an iPhone as well, and that way I'll be able to convert from my phone.
Right. Well, that'd be good. I gotta see if I can find Matt. But I have, actually, we have friends that are coming from, well, they're here in Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure exactly whereabouts in Pennsylvania. It's Sandy White and Mike that are coming to hang out.
That's sweet.
They sent me a text message saying that they were coming in, so now I'm ready to find them. Yeah. A little bit of music going on in the event. I'm going to step around and get a little bit of that music. We've had live fans pretty much the whole time. Can you hear that in the background, Trevor?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's over in the competition's bar. So I've got to keep running away from that so we can actually maintain the radio program. But even on the final day of this event, there's still a huge crowd here. I'm impressed. Has Matt called back in yet?
Oh, yeah, he has. Hang on a second. Multitasking. You there, Matt?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, I walked through a no service area. So, dropped out for a moment, but you know I'm here.
You stopped back in the green room for another cup of coffee, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't fool me. I know. You're back there hiding. earlier I thought he was going to be out doing something important. I found him curled up in the corner sleeping. Well, okay, I won't say he was sleeping. He was in a fetal position, and I think there were tears running down his face. Wait, were you thinking about that EVP again, Matt? Is that why you were in tears in the fetal position in the corner?
Yes. That is 100% accurate.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I have never had, I mean, I've done countless numbers of investigations, and I've gotten some truly magnificent Class A EVPs, but I have never gotten one that brought me to my knees and brought tears from my eyes. But I hate to keep dwelling on it, but it was one of the most dumbfounding moments of my life. I guess that's one of the best ways I can put it.
Yeah, and this build-up is it's no crap. Like, it's definitely warranted, and this is why we do what we do.
I do what I do. You know, I go out, I go into buildings that, you know, could potentially take my life. I go to people's homes to help them to understand what's happening in their home. You know, help little Johnny that can't sleep in his room because he's terrified. And, you know, I do those things we do those things because that's what helps me. And to get a piece of evidence like we captured in our own hotel room, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it right now.
Yeah, I'll never be the same. I after the fact that this is now going to be out there and people know, knowing how compelling everything is.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all had, and actually yesterday when we had George Lopez on air with us, we were talking about EVPs, and, you know, we've pretty much all had the get out, you know, things like that. And we kind of think it's because that, you know, most locations are so, you know, the spirits are bothered so much. What's the first thing that you think if somebody comes into your private space and invades your space? Get out. So, you know, we think that's why we've had so many EVPs and teams and everything that have captured get out. But, you know, it's just the first thing that the spirits think when we invade their space.
Yeah. I mean, you got to remember, they were human beings. And even when we're human, when people get in our space and we don't know who they are, and with spirits, they can feel, they can actually feel your energy. They know everything about you before you walk in that place. And that's what's cool about being, you know, dealing with the spirit world is they know things about you. They can feel your energy. They know if you're a good person, a bad person. You know, that's how they select who they talk to. And really and truly, we have some of that ability as humans because you ever meet a stranger or, you know, somebody you don't know, you walk up to them and you can get that vibe off of them, if they're kind of creepy or are they cool or whatnot. They put off, you know, their own energy. So us as human beings, we kind of read people in our own way, you know?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, I fully agree with that, too, this is where in my own personal investigation too is I've changed my whole lineup of questioning when I walk in and walking into a place talking to, like, if I were to walk in and talk to you, Kevin or Dennis or whatever, that I physically see you in front of me, not, oh, is anybody here with us and blah, blah, like, because at that point you're giving somebody, if I was to walk up to Dennis, you, or Kevin, if I was to walk up to either of you, you physically see me standing in front of you. I know that you're there, you know that I'm there, but I address you like you're not. Yeah. It is kind of a middle finger in a way.
Yeah, to walk up, look me in the face, and go, Dennis, are you here? Can you hear me? And looking me in the face, oh, yeah. You know, right off the bat, I would be kind of insulted. I'd be like, get out. What the hell's wrong with you, you retard? Well, please don't make me smack you in the head.
It even goes to the point, and I've, in my experiences, have come across this too. If you're in a location where numerous teams come in a location, you know, these human spirits, they carry their personality with them. And if they really want to scare the shit out of somebody and make them, because they can read them, they know who's fear, you know, because if you ever dealt with spirit world, your weaker people on your team, or say your team's in there with people from the public, the people that are the most scared are usually the ones that get picked on. And sometimes these spirits will go to the extreme. They'll scratch you. They're the most evil thing on the planet, you know, even demonic at one time, just to scare the shit out of you so you leave them alone.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the CBP that you're working so hard to get crossed over and everything to play for us, I'm certain that the spirit involved in that was, I don't know if I want to say it was demonic, but definitely a lot of spirit there.
Yeah,
and here, Matt's back in on the event floor.
Yeah, I'm walking around the floor currently.
Yeah, this was part of our trouble yesterday, was trying to figure out, you know, how do we put guests on air with us? You know, so part of what we did, we ended up, I just walked up to him and handed him a piece of paper that had the call-in number on. So give me a minute, and I'm going to see if I can go back in. As tacky as it sounds, I was using the bar napkins and writing the phone number on this. But, hey, I've got to go silent for a minute. I'll be right back, guys.
All right.
Every time I try to walk up, you're busy. What are you doing? Like, right now, we're live on the radio. Am I coming through and you're hearing me having a private conversation or what?
Yeah.
The photo I sent you, I'm standing here talking with Brian Cato and Jason Gates from Haunted Collector, and I just showed them the photo I sent you, Kevin.
My Lord. Well, I got it converted, and I got it uploaded, but I can't find it. I don't know why it's not showing up on the board.
Dennis, we cannot have this lost. We have to get this out there.
Yeah, I mean,
I have it, ladies and gentlemen. I have it on the board now.
Matt, go ahead.
Oh, hold on 1 second, Kevin. Let me get into a better service area. Hold on 1 second before you play that, so I can I can talk about it. Because this was something that came out, and I believe it was channeled, kind of. Give me like 30 seconds, and then you can go ahead and play it, and then Dennis and I will talk about it. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous, Dennis.
Yeah,
just so everybody knows, I did not enhance. I didn't do anything to it. I just took what Dennis sent and converted it, and this is exactly the way it's on Dennis's phone.
All right. You know what? I'm outside, so I don't have any issues with service. I don't have background noise. I don't have anything. So if you want to go ahead and play this, I'm shaking. I don't want to listen to
you. I'll tell you, I got to hear this CGT roll for the last broadcast, right?
Here we go.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking...
It
puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking...
That was the most active spirits I've ever heard. I mean, most of it I think was probably 80 proof, but holy Christ, I was in tears on my knees laughing.
Alright, so... Kevin, did you get a good hear of what that actually is? If you're not turning the volume up, play it again. Go.
I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit here, okay? All right, here we go.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking...
Is that not the most compelling shit anybody's ever gotten? Is that not the best ever?
Yeah,
what's great is we have four of those.
Yeah. The first one, it repeated. I'll tell you, like I said, I was on my knees with tears running down my face. I have never caught an EVP that damn strong just from my phone.
All right, and for everybody, here's the true story of why we. All right, 90%. And for anybody who's never attended a paranormal event, 90% of it is walking around, meeting people, and talking. But there's that other 10%, which is just goofing off, having fun. Dennis and I yesterday. What time we get here, Dennis? About 10 a.m. 11 a.m. somewhere in there?
I think it might have been about that. Everything was a little foggy.
Yeah, so we got here about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't get back to our hotel room until about 3 or 4 in the morning. So it's constant work. It's a lot of work. Dennis and I have been busting our asses. But
the amount of spirits is just crazy here too. But I gotta go.
Oh, you know what? I have to play this, you're gonna have to play it again. Give me like 3 minutes. Then let's talk about whatever you want. I gotta throw you in my pocket and talk to somebody real quick about coming on, just to make sure that it's fine.
All right. So my question is, how much spirits did this individual have?
Hey, Dennis, you there?
Dennis.
Kevin, you there? You got me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here.
I told you I had to go silent a minute, though. I'm over by the bar in the stand area. Give me a minute.
No, I just, I, wanted to, when we were talking about Trans-Allegheny and all that stuff, I wanted to bring one of our new friends on who stole my hat to talk about it. give me one second, I'm going to handle the phone. Hold on.
If you need to do that, we can go eat and catch up with you.
Hi, it's Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We're enjoying Parafest for sure.
A little too much.
I got carried out by a security guard last night. But
oh,
it wasn't
wow.
a mean kind of throwing me out. It was just like he could prove that he could carry me and my weight. But it was a good time for sure.
I understand you almost became one of the security officers here, by the way.
That I'm one of the security officers? No, I didn't carry him away. He carried me away. He's a little beefy for me. My limit's 250.
I understand you almost take the badge, though.
Oh, you heard about me taking the badge off the cop? I totally had that badge completely off of his jacket in my hand and putting it on my shirt before he even realized. I realize now that I should have just stuck it directly in my pocket.
Oh.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it was definitely a blast. So, Rebecca, why don't you do us a favor? Take a minute or so and throw some information out there about Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum and the tours and what all can be done there.
Well, that sounds great. My family bought that facility back in August 2007 at auction at our local courthouse. And basically our want was to preserve the facility through tourism. And since then, we realized that there was a lot more history than not only, of course, the beautiful architecture of the facility, the history of mental health, of course, the paranormal in that building. But there was just so much more history at the facility, I mean, involving all the way back to the Civil War. And just basically so much of tuberculosis. I mean, all the different people that played on the lawn. The first baseball game on the lawn at the asylum was during the Jones-Imboden raid in 1861. So it just got so much history there. And the farm and cemetery tours, which are fantastic. And we teach people about the coal mines because this place was self-sufficient. I mean, it's the second largest hand-cut blue sandstone building in the world. Only the Kremlin in Moscow is larger. So that's a very interesting part of it. But it's amazing now that we can be in America and have a building like that. And it's unfortunate that it's one of so few when there was once 200 or 300 of these facilities. So we think it's very important. I'm not going to say no matter how we do it, but it's really important that everything that we do is a success, and I think it's people like you guys who I really enjoy meeting that are going to help us get there. I mean, not only through paranormal, but just through our friendship, camaraderie, you know, having an event at my place maybe. But it all basically goes back to keeping that facility up, and when we work on it, it seems like it's a little bit more active. So we want to, you know, everybody come in the wintertime, man, and you can really get a sense of what it's about.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something on my bucket list of places to go. And I think I sent you a message on Facebook to come on one of my radio shows because I'm doing a bunch of shows on different places like Trans-Allegheny and some of these other locations that are out there and dedicate a whole show to that location and talk about it and talk about the events going on there and even the activity, you know, personal experiences going on there.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, Michelle and I would love to do that. We can basically give you a lot of the experiences. She's there by night and I'm there by day, and it's amazing how much the two correlate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely,
we'd love to do it.
Yeah, you know, being a paranormal investigator, and I know Dennis and Matt can attest to this, so much of our the reasons we do it, I know I'm a history buff, and I love the history of these buildings. And, you know, every day more and more places are getting knocked down, you know, demolished, and they have a lot of history, and they have a lot of, you know, paranormal activity, and they're just getting lost. Because no one can, you know, get a hold of that building and save it.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, right now, I'm sure you're familiar with Greystone in Morristown, New Jersey. It's another Kirkbride building just like ours. And they had a request for expressions of interest that they put out at the beginning of the year this year, which we obviously, you know, we submitted because we can absolutely save that building just like we're saving our Kirkbride building in Weston. They had probably six or seven RFEIs that are on their website now, but the states, I don't even believe they read them. There was a couple billion-dollar companies that have got money just to totally pour into that place, you know, so it wouldn't even have to be a sustained type of preservation like we do. As we make the earned money, we're able to put it back into the facility. I mean, they've got the money to put into it now, and basically I don't believe they read them because, I mean, that's three of those proposals that could have made that Kirkbride stay around and have people be educated on it, learn the history of mental illness, you know, learn all the treatments that people went through, basically stop making the mistakes that we've made in the past. You know, and the only way we're going to do that is to learn and teach people about them. And it's a total shame. So they just put it up February 2014. They're starting the demolition. And if we can't get the building, then we're definitely going to bid on the demo contract so we can at least get as much history out of the facility as we can before it comes down.
Right.
That in itself is almost as vital as saving the building, trying to pull the history out of it and things like that.
Absolutely.
But,
yeah,
I'm
sorry?
I think it's wonderful what you folks have done as far as saving Trans-Allegheny and keeping it active and alive and instead of just a pile of rubble. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It's a labor of love, but I tell you what, I wouldn't do anything else. I mean, I have a great time every day. I rarely, if ever, do the same thing twice. I mean, yesterday I've been dressed like a hooker all weekend. I was dressed like a Civil War girl 3 weeks ago. Next weekend, I'm giving lobotomies and seclusion rooms, and I'm committing people at Scarefest. And at the end of the month, I'll be, you know, at our haunted house aberration, and I'll be Queen Cred. I'll be eating a baby, you know.
Awesome. Well, hey, when it comes time for the lobotomies, can we send Matt to you?
I'm sorry?
When it comes time for the lobotomies, can we send Matt to you?
Oh, absolutely, send Matt over. Yeah, we have a pretty big operation. We've had, 20 people come around the booth when we do these ECTs and we do our lobotomies. It's just a lot of fun, and we're trying not to be disrespectful. It's kind of disrespectful, but we're doing it to bring light to basically our cause. You know, people have to get pissed off to see what we're doing and get involved. Then, you know, maybe that has to happen.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you, I was walking down.
Oh, wait. I heard that someone has EVP.
Yeah, Kevin, you got to play the EVP
This
one was just amazing. It brought me to my knees with tears rolling down my face. Just, I was that dumbfounded from the EVP.
He said they were set up, you know, in the room last night. And I'm dying to hear it.
All right, here we go.
It's earth-shattering.
It's earth-shattering.
It is. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking... You know,
wait, can you play that again? I think I heard something.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking... You know,
I definitely think I heard something.
I think at the end of it, I heard the F-bomb. It's just not right. Listen, I'll tell you, extremely active spirit.
Did that say something about lotion and rubbing it on himself?
Something like that, yes, yes. Extremely, extremely powerful spirits involved in that EVP.
You can say that again. I'm not sure if I have any of those, anything of the likes of that in our asylum.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll tell you what.
You said you've got four compelling EVPs.
Oh, yeah, I have four of them. They're all on my phone, and it's dumbfounding. I couldn't believe I got shit like that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, like I said, it brought me to my knees with tears rolling down my face. I mean, that, some extremely powerful spirits in that room.
I mean, you could definitely hear that very clearly.
Yeah, it was incredible.
He said it's a Class D EVP.
Class D, as in drunk.
I like that.
No, it's a class ass.
Yeah, it was,
I love it.
The funniest part was that was he had the fangs in from his costume, so he had that wonderful list going on. And plus a lotion. I couldn't. He's hitting everywhere. I had tears rolling down my face.
That kills me, man.
Oh my God!
All Silence of the Lambs. I heard right. All four.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. And it was like different. There had to have been different spirits in that room because they.
Uh-huh.
It's in different tones and different voices and like totally different.
Well, let's hear some of the others.
There's spirits in the room that were Jack Daniels was referenced, and also so was VOX. Vox Vodka is what they were saying. Yeah, those were the other spirits in the room.
Now, was it Jack and then Daniels was a different person, or was it Jack Daniels was his full name?
Oh, I just put that together. Yes, you're right.
Maybe that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's still being affected by the spirits.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm telling you, they were extremely strong spirits in that room, and I'm totally speechless. Now, let me see if I can get one of these other ones. I'm going to try to send you another one, Kevin. Let's see if I can get this one to send out. And now that you've got the software, you can convert it. It won't take nearly as long.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, they were just amazing. Let's see, which one was one of the other really good ones? And I can even give you a time stamp on this one, 3:20 a.m.
Well, you guys, you're so dedicated to be up that early in the morning or late night. Did you get up in the morning for this, or was this...
No.
We actually sat up when we got back after, you know, I mean, we were so busy here last night doing nothing but, you know, trying to connect with different people and, you know, just networking and trying to make, you know, try to get the full feel for the event.
I just definitely got the feel of it. I think he made it softer with his lotion.
Okay,
Rebecca and I actually started looking at Dennis, who's like, what, 20 feet away?
Yeah. And we're talking to each other over a radio thing.
Wait a minute. Oh, this one's flat. You can hear the other spirits in the background laughing hysterically at this one. I've got to get this one up to you, Kevin, because you will absolutely love this one. Let's see. Hopefully it saves. Oh, crap. All right. Hit me with that email address again one time. Oh, that's right. Unknown. Never mind. There it goes. And sending. So that one will hit your email in just a moment. And
all right.
This one, you can actually hear the other spirits in the background laughing hysterically from the profoundness of the initial spirit.
Profoundness.
It was a very profound EVP.
I'm ready.
It's going to take him a minute. He's got to actually convert it over because it's off my iPhone. I mean, Now, you realize that the iPhone is a very powerful EVP recorder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of interesting. I do get like screaming. I don't get laughing too much at the asylum. I get like playing, you know, music, bouncing balls. I don't get laughing very much. I'm really interested in hearing this and hearing how these spirits are communicating. It's my life.
It was, I mean, one of the ones that I've got, I'm not sure if they moved a bed or moved a table or something, but you can hear a distinct thud mixed interspersed with the laughter. You know, I don't know if they moved a bed or a chair or a table or, I don't know, maybe the dresser. But, you know, there's a distinct thud that, you know, perhaps they moved something. And, you know, it might have been one of the other spirits falling on its ass. I'm not sure. Have you received that second one yet, Kevin?
It still hasn't come yet.
I believe so.
Yeah. I got Matt hollering across the lot at me going, should we be committed? And I'm thinking, oh, speaking of which, I can perfectly understand you being in an insane asylum, but I'm dumbfounded it says an employee, not as an inmate.
Oh, yeah, I wondered about that too.
I think you're on the wrong side. I gotta say, I love you to death, girl. You were funny as shit last night. And the photo bomb you did on those people, holy Christ.
Yeah, there were a couple of folks like taking pictures like girls like that haven't seen each other in 50 years, it looked like. And I like stick my head in between, and I've got these eyes, you know. So I can't wait till they look at that shit on their computer.
And she had like gray contacts and like just hollow looking eyes. And I'm certain those things probably they're going to mistake them for orbs. I bet.
Oh man.
I saw a T-shirt yesterday, and I've got to find it. I know it's in this event somewhere. Orbs are like boobs. Not all are real. But I got to find that shirt. And on the back, it shows two big orbs and says, show me your orbs. Is it? Oh, that's the Booth Brothers shirt. All right, so I definitely have to get to their booth and pick one of those up. It's funny as hell. Have you gotten the that second?
I've got it. I'm trying to find the program that I just closed.
All right. Yeah, that was the second one. Like I said, you can actually hear. It sounds like other spirits in the background that move something. Or, I'm not sure. But, it was. It's pretty profound, that to say the least.
Did you play that EVP and I missed it?
No, not yet.
I'm working on it.
For the converter. But, yeah, I mean,
not that I'm not paying attention or anything.
Yeah, she's all over this with white on rice. Oh, man.
I got Batman beside it. Oh, no, that's Spidey. I think partially hungover.
This event has been fantastic. I mean, all the people that we've met, you know, Rebecca there from Trans-Allegheny and her people, they're just as sweet as they can be. You know, the people that we actually met, Rob and her, Nick and Tim, they were wonderful to hang out with. I mean, it's been an absolute blast hanging out here. Everybody is so down to earth. I don't know. Kevin, have you seen that article that CNN put out talking about Perry Unity and all this?
Yes, I read it.
Well, I'll tell you what. From what I can tell from this event and all the people that I've met here, we don't have to worry about not having Perry Unity other than from the wannabes. Those that I've met here are real. And there's no issue. Medium, brother. And there's no issues whatsoever that I can see as far as para-unity. I mean, I've walked up to virtually anybody you can think of, no matter what program they're from, no matter what location they're from, and everybody has just been so damn sweet. It's amazing.
Right. I wish some of that would come down this way, because I've had so much trouble with paradrama that I pretty much bowed out of the paranormal as far as the team, and I shut my team down, but not because of all the jealousy and crap going on. And you know what? Since I did that, it's been very, very quiet. So I've been kind of enjoying my peace.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that.
This show has actually been terrific.
Yeah, it's been a great event. How are we looking time-wise on that second EVP?
Well, I am trying to find the damn program. What the hell? I just downloaded that converter. Now I can't find it.
You
have Audacity?
I have Audacity, but it's not Audacity won't convert that kind of a file. So I had to download something else.
What file type the iPhone saves it as. It's some goofy crap.
It's 1.4, Amy.
But, yeah, I mean, now, would you concur that everybody we've met at this event has been just as sweet and down to earth as can be?
Oh, absolutely. We try to make it a point to go around and visit with each of the vendors and catch up with the different folks that have been to the asylum over the last few years. And I tell you what, you could find a nicer group that all seem like they're coming together for one cause, it's just been really fantastic. I mean, there's been no negativity. The humor is fantastic. And it just seems like there's a camaraderie here that I haven't really seen in a long time. And I think that if we could keep up all the good vibes that go here and continue this, with Scarefest and all these shows, it's going to do the whole community a lot of good.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll do the field a lot of good, too. Hang on a minute. I just heard a crotch rocket just absolutely shitting and getting, I think it made my nipples hard.
They did. Definitely. I can see them from here.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like 300 feet across the yard from him.
There's something about hearing horsepower crank open and just, I think it made me drool a little bit.
I go for the Harley myself.
I just like the horsepower, period. Now, if I were going to actually ride, and when I was a young snot, I rode the crotch rocket. Now, I'm not into pissing blood, so my kidneys don't need to beat up that bad. Last bike I had was a nice big 1100cc cruise bike. I was perfectly content with that.
Okay. You're convert to wave. All right, I got it converting. Waiting on that.
Awesome.
And now
I want to know if you've ever had any EVPs as profound as this one. Where, I mean, I can definitely hear multiple spirits in this one. It sounds like object manipulation going on. You can hear a thunk. Like I said, it sounds like maybe it moved furniture. And like I said, this one was 3:20 in the morning, I think. Just absolutely dumbfounded once I reviewed and heard this one played back.
Oh, yeah. It's very important to those new people out there ghost hunting that you tag and you mark your times and all that. You can go back and know about what's going on. Isn't that right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Now, if you're walking, and you've got your recorder going, you have to make sure, walking, announce who's in the room. You know, that way you know what voices to look for. You know, hey, this is, well, let's just do an off-the-cuff. You know, something like, this is Matt, Dennis, we're in. At the time, we were at the Homewood Suites, in a living area, whatever they want to call it. I don't know. It's kind of cool. We had a little kitchen, a little, like, seating area with a TV and whatnot. And that's where we were at with this one. No, actually, we were in the doorway, like the bathroom's off on one corner. Yeah. But, you know, we, and I've clipped out the tag of, you know, who's in the room and everything. I just clipped to the actual EVP.
Let's see. I'm looking to see if it's made its way to the board. It is processing right now, so I'm just waiting on that. We'll upload on the board, and I think we have it. Let's see here.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, where'd it go? Damn it. Let me refresh the board here, and it's where it should be.
Technical difficulties, it happens.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and that was, now, yesterday I was standing about 15, 20 feet away from Tracy Ray, and I'll tell you, she has got to have some amazing energy, because every time that we've ever had her on the show, like, she was up in New Jersey, so she called in, or she typed in, I'm not sure, but every single time I have not had Tracy Ray and David Roundtree on the program without the energy that's around her just screwing up all of our equipment and the technology. It's dumbfounding.
Are you saying that I screwed it up?
No, I wouldn't blame you. I'm thinking the spirits have screwed this one up.
Oh, well, okay. Very strong.
We are ready, folks, for this EVP.
Oh, by all means.
All right.
By all means. Now, let me give a quick one. This is... this was CPR Matt and myself, CPR Dennis, in our hotel suite after we had been up here just doing networking and everything. And, you know, we were discussing EVPs and how we actually catch them. And we just ran one in the room just to see how it went. So now we have the lead report.
Right.
Go ahead and run that one for me, Kevin.
All right.
Houston, I think we've lost him.
Let's see. It didn't play. Let me go again.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
And you can hear the other spirits in the background laughing hysterically at that one. It was amazing.
Do you think they're making fun of Hannibal Lecter?
That could be. That very well could be. Because that was such an odd movie. Maybe they're just making fun of him.
Well, there was a lot of laughing in that. I heard several voices, just like you said.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I can't believe you caught that. Wow.
One thing I noticed, Kevin, I couldn't hear the thud, which, like I said, I think it was some of the spirits moving furniture or falling over. Can you do a volume up on the tail end of that one?
Mm-hmm. I can just bring up a little, let's see, I can bring a volume up a little bit more. There we go.
There you go. Play it all
it
over
puts
again.
The lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
And, you know, if the amazing thing is I can hear another spirit in there saying, stop fucking laughing. I think maybe Hannibal Lecter might have known that they were poking fun at him, and he was telling the other spirit to stop laughing.
You know, that's really likely, actually, because I heard he hated to be teased and laughed at.
Oh, there was the laughter off the tail end of that one. That was excellent cut. Can you roll that one again?
Sure.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
And you can hear that definitive laughter from the other spirits. That's how profound it was. Like I said, it brought me to my knees. I had tears running down my face.
I have goosebumps all over my body.
I can see them from there. Oh, shit. You know, I just might have to come to Trans-Allegheny and become one of the patients after this shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've got records of this lady who said that she saw spirits all over the asylum. And then she actually came in, and we met her, and she said she quit telling the nurses that she saw spirits because they kept medicating her when she told them that. I told her that I'm confirming, but it's nothing like what you guys have here.
There were so many spirits in our hotel room. It was amazing. I'll bet we had more spirits in the hotel room than Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum and Pennhurst Asylum combined.
I don't doubt that a bit. And they may even be spanning over, like, several time periods. You know, maybe all those people died in that room, or maybe there's somehow that Hannibal feels connected to, like, maybe one of the people that were there running the EVPs. You know, I'm not quite sure, but, keep that recorder on, go back to the room, get your late shakeout or whatever you do, but, man, definitely go back and research that some more.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see if I can communicate with those spirits some more.
I'm definitely going to use those EVPs on my show Tuesday and let Jody hear them.
Yeah, oh, that would be wonderful. You know, I'm sure. Now, just so those that don't know, he's talking about Jody Parks and his show also on the URN network Tuesday evenings. Profound spirits in that room, just profound.
Maybe you guys could come to the asylum and draw all that energy to us.
I'd love to do that. You know, we'll bring in, you know, Matt and myself. I'll bring in the entire CPR team, and you know, we'll see if we can get some energy rolling like that for you guys at Trans-Allegheny, because you know, that's the kind of spirits that.
I like those kinds of spirits.
If there was some actual spirits around, they were probably laughing their ass off too.
I'm telling you, I think that's. Look, Matt, grab Mark and Betty, and I'm going to play this EVP. I'll have Kevin roll it again.
They're going to call.
All right, hang on a second.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Dennis, give me one second, hold on.
Yeah, Mark and Debbie walked by, but we didn't get the chance to grab them. They look like they have their bags and they're ready to get the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, they got to go catch their shuttle. Yeah, otherwise, it's a long walk. Well, no, I won't say it's it depends on what hotel, because, Rich Lopez asked the front desk where the event was from the hotel that he was at. They said, oh, it goes straight down that road, and it's only like a 10-minute walk. He said 40 minutes later he wanted to turn around and walk back and slap her and go, what the hell kind of watch do you have?
I love George Lopez.
Oh, he is funny as hell.
He's got a fantastic video of my great Dane Boo, who lived in the asylum. He's got him playing with spirits on the first floor. And it was like, it wasn't as profound as this, I'll give you that. But it was pretty cool. And I think he still has it on his website, so you could check it out. Spirits play with dogs or something like that. But I have to say goodbye. And folks, you've been listening to these crazy mofos and Rebecca from the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. Peace out.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. If you get a chance, make sure to swing by, you know, book your teams and whatnot. Head for Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. Get with Rebecca, the rest of her team there. Just a overall fantastic group of people.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh,
size does matter. It's just been confirmed, ladies and gentlemen. Size does matter.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm going to mute my phone for a minute. Matt and I are standing side by side, but I'm going to have Matt pass his phone off. I've got somebody out here that I had talked to yesterday.
All right.
He's wearing a hat with Gettysburg Paranormal Association on it. You want to go on air with us, Full Spectrum Radio? Tell us about Gettysburg Paranormal Association? Yeah, if you just take his phone.
If you want to, it's up to you.
Yeah, it's up to you. This is Full Spectrum Radio. We're broadcasting live. Just talk on the phone. I got to step away from him so we don't echo. All right. Like I said, I just had Matt pass his phone. I've got a gentleman here from the Gettysburg Paranormal Association. Introduce yourself and tell us about your team.
Hi, my name is Patrick. I'm with Gettysburg Paranormal Association, as he said. We do ghost hunts and walking tours nightly in Gettysburg at 47 Steinware Avenue in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I am also the creator of the VRM that's been recently showcased on the show Haunted Collector with John Zappas and Brian Kano. And it utilizes electromagnetic energy that's already in the atmosphere for us and basically creates an Archimedes screw and creates that into audible sound so we can actually forensically go over it with our own ears and with computer programs later on. So it's groundbreaking. It's pretty cool.
All right. So you're the creator of the VRM?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you give us some details what the VRM is for those that don't know? I mean, we've got thousands of listeners. Not all of them are as well versed in the equipment and materials and everything else.
Sure, I'll make it real simple for you. Basically, we can hear the EM field now with our own ears rather than, using great tools that we already use like K2s and things where we can see something blink when something fluctuates. Now we can actually hear it as it happens. Instead of just seeing a light blink on and off, we can actually hear what's going on. So if we catch a disembodied voice, we can hear it in real time now and actually try to have a conversation with a spirit as it happens.
Oh, man, that'd be cool. Much better than, just waiting for review time 2 days later where you can't go back and,
Exactly. That's
really,
like I said, it's really groundbreaking. It's really fun. It's just an awesome piece of equipment all around. And if they come out with us, they can actually use one. So we can put it in their hands. They can walk around with it and try it out for free. So it's a good deal all around for everybody.
Definitely. Well, Patrick, have you got a web address or Facebook? Let's throw that out there and see if we can get
some
more.
Gettysburg Paranormal Association has a web address. It's good. Yeah, we have an email. We also have the regular web address, which is GettysburgParanormalAssociation.com. And of course, you can get our email through there or anything to contact us. You can check out ticket prices and times, dates, and all that good stuff there.
Excellent. What is the location that you do the walking tours? Is that one of the old residences or?
That's all through the streets of Gettysburg. Yeah, that's a historical walk. We do ghost walks and historical walks all through Gettysburg, which is, you know, right down the streets where the soldiers were fighting. We'll be all along those streets, right in the dark alleys. We'll be pointing out the historic buildings. You'll get to walk through their yards there, and all outdoors. Our indoor locations are our ghost hunts. They're exclusive to us only, and we have 18 locations rotating around. Some are seasonal, some are depending on group size, but we have very small groups go out each night. With investigators, with trained investigators like myself. I actually I am one of the lead investigators there, so I can personally take them out, anybody that shows up.
Fantastic. So you have, I'm assuming, like seasoned investigators that take the newbies out and, you know, show them what the instrumentation is and how to use it and all?
Exactly. What we do is we group everybody up. We give them a brief tutorial and basically a training seminar on all the equipment. It's brief, but we'll be there with them the whole time during the investigations, which run anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, and we can go to multiple locations. So we're there to guide them through. If they're new at this and if they're, you know, hardcore veterans and they just want to go to new places with us, we can also we do private investigations where they can book the, you know, like say the Hoffman Mansion, which is a very famous casualty collection site, all to themselves for not much more of additional cost at all. So it's good all around for everybody.
Well, that's excellent. Kevin, you got any questions?
No, I just, Kevin? I'm a big fan of that town. I took a lot of vacations growing up because I'm originally from Ohio, and we'd always go through there. And that's actually where I had my first paranormal experience as a...
Yes. I'll tell you, Gettysburg is definitely one of the towns. You guys made it on my bucket list. I'm going to make sure to Facebook you. We've got a train moving on the track, so that's the loud noise you hear in the background. You trust me? Phones. Oh, Christ, is it loud in the inbox? But you guys have definitely made it on my bucket list. And... yeah, I'll make sure to Facebook you and so forth. So, Patrick, I want to thank you for jumping on with us, brother.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity, man. Hope to see all you guys out there.
All right, again.
Thank you, man. And, you know, that was Patrick, the Gettysburg Paranormal Association, out of Gettysburg, PA, of course. And, you know, make sure to look him up on Facebook. It's Gettysburg Paranormal Association.com. You can find them on Facebook also. At this point, I'm going to see if I can throw it back to Matt for a little while.
No, you're good, man.
And
Dennis, what in the hell's on your pants?
I'm not 100% certain what the hell's on my pants, but it might be where we played those EVPs, and again, it dropped me to my knees. I couldn't believe that.
You lost a little fluid due to that?
Yeah, I might have. Yeah, it was definitely ground shaking.
Just so you know, they're both under the board under Full Spectrum, so they're there for your enjoyment anytime you want to use them on your shows.
Why did you tell Dennis that? Kevin, I'm going to kick your ass.
Matt, I'm going to be using them. Hey, it doesn't matter because I can use them on my two shows, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah, and, you know, you could go in there and delete them, but I have the files on my computer, so that's not going to help you.
Yeah, I know. Right,
Kevin, you need to make sure to send those to me so I can have the backup just in case something happens to the board and we lose that critical EVP evidence.
If there's any question of the authenticity of them, they're 100% legit.
Yeah, I mean, I have the original files on my phone. Kevin, can you play that second one again? Because the laughter from the second spirits that are there, just every time it just, oh.
Okay.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
The laughter from the other spirits was...
The only scary thing I have about that is you're in the same room together, and this EVP is talking about lotion. So I don't know how to take that.
I will tell you, there's been questions about our bromance. It's perfectly straight, I promise you.
You know what? I think I see the perfect people to actually take 2 seconds to confirm this. That this is authentic. It is a Class A. I can see. I know Mark and Debbie only have like 3 or 4 minutes, but I just saw them 2 seconds ago. Let me see if I can find them again. Just play the EVP for them real quick, and you know we'll discuss it on a later show.
All right.
Did you actually pass in the phone yet, Matt? Do we have Mark and Debbie joining us yet?
I do not see them.
Oh, crap. All right. So we'll have to see if we can catch them at a later time then. I'll make sure to play those EVPs for them when they come on our show in a couple of weeks. That just phenomenal EVPs, phenomenal. And I'm dumbfounded at the spirits that were in our room. And I've stayed in hundreds of hotels, never encountered spirits like that. And can you play the first one again, Kevin, because you can kind of distinct difference. The first spirit that is talking actually sounds like it has a lisp. See if you can play that first one and see if you detect the lisp.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking, you know.
Kevin, I gotta ask you, man. Is it just me or does it get funnier every damn time you listen to it?
Yes.
It's amazing that, you know, the first one there that we captured has a speech impediment. I've never dealt with a spirit that has a speech impediment here on EVP. But you can hear
No, and I haven't until I discovered this stuff called vodka. And if you have it in the correct environment, it will cause distortion in voice. I'm just talking on my ass right now. I'm just fucking embarrassed. But...
I was laughing too damn hard. I wish that the sound came through better.
It may not come through since you guys are on phones, but on my end it's pretty crystal clear. So anybody listening and anybody in the archives will get a great audio.
And you can actually hear the list in it very clear.
Oh yes, very clear.
I have to say, and this comes deeply, deeply from the bottom of my heart, and this goes out to both of you. I mean this more than anything else in the world. Both of you can kiss my ass.
Wait, don't you mean kiss my ass?
Hey, Dennis.
Here. Yes, sir?
I have to say the bottom side of this bus is very, not only familiar, I'm definitely used to seeing this. And just wait until I find something I can get on you.
It's going to take a while to top that one.
Yeah, that one's going to be very difficult. And I, like I said, Kevin, there are four of those. And there's one that's, well, yeah, we've got time. All right, Kevin, I'm going to email you another one that
oh, come on.
It was amazing. It sounds like a female spirit that is also making fun of Hannibal Lecter. So go ahead and get the software ready.
I don't know which one you're sending, and I don't think I want to.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to pee a little bit.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's the year.
So, give me...
There it is. Oh, crap. No, hang on. I lost that one. Is this it? There it is. I believe it's a female that's doing this one. So, I'm sending this one to you now, Kevin. And let's see if we can get it uploaded as well.
And just so everybody knows, at the moment, this is all at my expense.
Yes. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where I have fired up the crazy bus, laughed hysterically as I aimed it down the road, and ran right, slammed the hell over Matt. Yes, Matt is enjoying the underside of the bus on these, and I have to say, oh, this is almost as good as yesterday when, now on the way in yesterday, I had to get a haircut. Right next to Supercuts was a sheep, so I asked Matt to go over and get us coffee while I got a haircut. I told all the ladies there, which there were, I think, six ladies working, I told them that when my buddy comes back, he will be carrying two cups of coffee. You can't miss him. I would love for everybody to just start applause when he comes in. The look on his face when the whole Supercuts haircuttery thing stopped, turned and looked and started clapping, was priceless.
Yeah, the entire place erupted in applause when I walked in. Everybody stopped what they were doing, cutting hair, and everybody was clapping and wailing. And Dennis, I didn't tell you this, but honestly, for a second, I could have swore that that's just what they did.
Yes, even the people that were in the chairs, there were like four or five clients and they're getting their haircut, and even they started applause when Matt walked in.
It was
so much better than I thought it could have possibly worked. But you know, I live for the moments that I can embarrass Matt. But I will give you kudos, Matt. No lie, I will give you giant kudos at this point. That was one of my attempts to leave him speechless. And ladies and gentlemen, no lie, I failed. I did not leave him speechless. I rendered him mostly breathless, and then he said, "Did I miss something?" So
yeah,
I didn't quite leave him speechless.
No, it was close. It was close. Hey, what I'm going to do right now is just bear with me, and I'm not going to keep him on for a while, so I'm going to do this as quick as I possibly can. I'm going to run down the row and just have people say hi, basically. So let me see who I can get. Hold on 1 second. But, yeah, no, we'll set up interview and all that other stuff later, but I just want everybody to say hi and, you know, for us, so.
Yeah, just a quick chance, and there's no telling who's going to jump on here with us, ladies and gentlemen, but you know what? This is how full-spectrum radio rolls on the URN network. just wide open. We have a blast. You know, all of our friends in the paranormal are, well, hell, I consider most of them.
Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Bellanger from Paranormal State. Having a great time at Paris Fest. Wish you all were here.
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle.
Me.
So I will get in the hellos. I'm going to make it to the taps table. They just got a shit ton of people around them right now.
And like you said, these are just real quick. They're going to jump in, say who they are, say hello. And, you know, these are the types of personalities that are here at Parafest 2013. And I'll tell you, we've definitely got to see if we can get Scott to do a Parafest 2014. This has been just a remarkable event.
And
the fact that this is the first one, and I sure as hell hope it's not the last, because this has just been outstanding. But, Kevin, what are the odds that you can join us next year for an event like this?
We'll just have to see. We'll have to see. If I got vacation time at that time.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to see the URN family come out and enjoy this.
I just had two lovely ladies right in front of me. They were waiting for somebody, and they one friend said to the other one, "Let the whore go through," because I'm wearing my pair of whore shirt, courtesy of Scott Grimwald.
Dennis, did you send that at that other evening to me? Because I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, let me check and make sure that it's sent, because that one's pretty amazing. Let's see. Mail. All right. Well, I'm going to have to. Apparently, now let me try something here. For some reason, it's telling me now that cellular network's not available, which is very odd. So let me see if I can get back in there. I'll try to send this one again.
Hey, I got somebody else that wants to say hi. Hold on 1 second.
Hello. It's Dave Roundtree live on the floor of Parafest 2013. What's up?
Hey, how you doing,
David?
How you doing? Jumping in and saying hello.
Yeah. You know how noisy it is down here? It is like noisy. It is noisy down here. Very difficult to hear.
I'm hiding outside, and I chucked Matt under the bus on this one. David, I'm going to make sure this week I've got a couple of EVPs. I've got to make sure that I get them sent up to you. I know with you being such a scientific and brilliant mind, I want you to hear the EVP. Kevin, can you do me a favor real quick and play that second one? David, see if you can distinguish what kind of spirits we seem to be dealing with in this EVP.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
I don't know, but man, I'm fixing to go meet some spirits upstairs at the bar. How's that? Hey, did you guys have a good weekend? Did you have fun? Did you go to jail?
Phenomenal.
Because I got to do all those things, and I feel great. So,
wait,
listen, I'm
going to
run because we've got a lot of stuff going on. So I'm going to hand you back over here, and you guys have a great time, and we've definitely got to get together and talk.
Thanks,
I can hear.
Jumping in and saying, hey, David. Have a great day,
right.
Brother.
You guys take care.
All right, man. Bye. Yeah, a brilliant scientific mind like David Roundtree is kind of speechless by the EVP there.
Oh, you dude, really? Really?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
God, you know what? Now I gotta do damage control. You both suck. All right, I'm literally standing on the floor right now in front of the URN banner with my hand up saying, yes, I am fucking speechless now.
I rock. Come on, you must admit it. Hey,
Dennis, you have outdone yourself, and you have no idea what the backlash that's going to happen.
Did
you ever get another one, Dennis?
Say again?
Hey, Brian.
Did you not get that other one sent?
Oh, no,
hold, actually,
hold on one second.
I had to stop.
That's, we're broadcasting a lot now, so I just, if you want
to
say hi.
I'm, well, hello to everybody out there. This is Brian Canna from Haunted Collector, and I'm standing here with Matt here in Parafest 2013, and that's all I've got to say about that. So, hello, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan.
Hello. And I'm gonna put you guys on hold because I got to make some calls to Japan on Matt's phone. So I hope you got extra minutes.
How about it?
Here, hold on.
Thanks, Daniel. Oh, man, that was Daniel Hogan from Haunted in
Space. I was over by Daniel right now. He's got a decent amount of people in the booth, so I'm going to see if anybody else looks maybe like Grant Wilson's going to be free in a second.
Oh, that would be awesome. We get to say hi to Grant. Yeah, everybody here. I mean, that's how easy it is. You know, all the attendees have been able to walk up and just, you know, talk to their favorite stars or you know, TV personalities. They've just all been that laid back about, you know, coming up. And you know, I watched Dave Tango and Steve and Grant and all of them. You know, matter of fact, this is how. Awesome.
Hey, Dennis, real quick. Stop. Hey, Kevin, we got what, 20 minutes left?
We have 18 minutes left.
All right, I'm going to run down the row. Whoever's free, I'm going to grab them. It's just, hi, I'm so-and-so, and then we won't get into questions or interviews or anything like that. You guys cool with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I was all just babbling to fill some time, brother.
Yeah, give me... Give me 2 seconds.
All right. Yeah, I had three young ladies last night at one of the meet and greets. I actually photobombed them. They're locals.
All right.
I had asked them who they came in to see. They gave me a couple of names, Grant Wilson being one of them. And I said, well, have you got to meet him yet? And they said, no. Well, I walked them over and excused myself, interrupted Grant. Said, hey, Grant, I got three young ladies here that came to the event looking forward to meeting you. They said, oh, by all means. And it was just that easy. He spun around and spent 5-10 minutes just chatting with them. And I said, even though they're on TV, what we've discovered at this event is that they are just as normal as you and I or anybody else. They're more than happy to talk to their fans, and it's been fantastic. But, everybody that, and I'll tell you, Scott, with all the volunteers that he selected, all the people that are running around helping direct attendees, and they have been phenomenal. So we definitely have to give Scott Gerhardt huge kudos on the event that he has put together here. He did phenomenal.
Oh, definitely.
But the various locations that are here, you know, I mentioned Trans-Allegheny. We had Rebecca on from Trans-Allegheny. We also had, the other day, we had the crew from Sandhurst Asylum was on there with us. Fantastic locations, fantastic people. They had a fellow named Paul running around here that was dressed as Freddy, and I wish I still had his card on me, but unfortunately, I left it in the truck, and I don't see him running around now. But he was doing a phenomenal job dressed as Freddy Krueger. I'll make sure that I throw the splash out with his information. At one point, he had done a costume change and came back as the Joker. But he just did a fantastic job.
But everything here has just been so cool. Like they have a tent out here from Mr. Bill's. It's chicken fingers and fries and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. Of course, you've got the casino, so you have all the various restaurants and everything in there. It's a wonderful location for it. Just overall, a fantastic event.
It's okay. That's why I was trying to get a hold of this guy.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good factor. Did that other EVP get uploaded to you yet?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are you?
Dennis.
Go ahead, Matt.
Shut up for a second.
Can you hear me, Matt?
I got somebody who wants to say hi. Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
it's Grant from Ghost Hunters.
Hey, Grant. How are you, bro?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. Just wanted to take a quick moment of your time, have you jump in and say hi, and we'll leave you alone after that. I'm sure you're quite busy.
No problem. No problem. What do you need?
Just a real quick hello and tell who you are and how's the event been?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I said, we didn't want to take up much of your time. Just a real quick hello.
Okay.
Who you are, and thanks for popping in to join us real quick.
No problem. My pleasure. My pleasure. You guys have a good time, all right?
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Grant.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like I said.
All right, hold on 1 second. Yeah, again,
hey,
I'm running down the road, so you got to give me a second.
Yeah, but make sure they understand what we need. Just a quick, hey, this is so-and-so with such-and-such, and hello, everybody, and that's all we need.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next person to free up at the moment.
I'll tell you, some of the costumes that I've seen running around out here and some of the makeup work that's been done, just absolutely phenomenal. But, hey, Matt, have you happened to see Paul running around in there anywhere? Freddie?
Hey, shut up. Hold on.
Why did you keep telling me shut up?
Hello?
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 Hey.
Hey, this is Dennis. Who have I got?
Who? This is Steve.
Who is this?
Steve.
Steve Gonzalez. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted a quick sound by brother.
This is Steve from the... That's 20... Okay. 20...
They're not cooperating.
I think it's like keeps...
Yeah, it keeps cutting out. Hey,
yeah.
Dennis, I'm going to kick your ass. Yeah.
Why?
What?
Why are you going to kick my ass?
Because I'm just running down the road. Never mind.
Yeah.
Everybody's...
Well, explain to him you just want to go kick
him in
the ass. Not
just tell
him
you just
want
a quick sound bite. Yeah, all your...
I know, but you all
kept
talking.
Are you telling him you just want a sound bite? No! Well, when they come on and just go, hey, well, we just want to acknowledge that, you know, we've got them on air, and then they can throw their sound bite out.
I'm trying to find... Yeah, no, Steve said you were cutting out, but he couldn't understand anything you were saying, so I'm trying to walk out to refresh signal at the moment, then I'll go back in.
Yeah, well, next time you grab somebody, you throw a sound bite, let me know, I'll mute.
Huh?
The next time you grab someone, give me a heads up and I'll hit mute so mine doesn't interrupt. And that way we get the sound bite.
Oh, well, that's why I was saying shut up. I know. I shouldn't.
We got about 10 minutes left in the show.
All right. You know, I have to say, Dennis, we will... we'll have to, or we'll address more of this on, tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, standard edition, full spectrum radio. Yeah. And maybe we can even discuss
You guys want me to go ahead and reformat the show page and the title for tomorrow's show from here on out?
That works.
Yeah, that's fine.
To Full Spectrum Unleashed?
Yes, Full Spectrum Unleashed is the secret that Dennis and I have been keeping up until we unveiled it at Parafest on Friday night. Did Ghost Raps Full Spectrum style Saturday night, and tonight is our Full Spectrum. We will be back on our regular scheduled times, Monday and Wednesday, on 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 11 Eastern Time. So, yeah, sorry, I'm trying to decompress right now, run around like an idiot.
I certainly know that feeling. I've done it for 2 days.
Plus, at least, David Round.
Go ahead. Hello?
Who'd we lose? Hello? Anybody there? Did I lose both of them? Wow. Can anybody hear me out there?
Well, I think you lost us.
Yeah. We lost Matt.
Well, Kevin, can you hear me?
For folks that are listening right, yeah, I can hear you. For folks that are listening right now, the URN radio show that normally airs tonight at 8 p.m., obviously, we're not airing tonight because we gave our time over to Matt and Dennis to broadcast live. So we'll be back next Sunday, 8 p.m. Central Time, right here on the URN Radio Network.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Just all of a sudden we lost Matt, and I think the spirits might be affecting our technology again. It wouldn't amaze me, but. Yeah.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, I swear to God, that one just gets funnier every damn time I hear it. Has the third one that I emailed to you come through yet?
No, it has not.
Damn it. Yeah, for some reason I've lost the ability to send that email. I wonder if they've dropped the Wi-Fi here due to the end of the programming or end of the event time coming. Or I'm not real sure. Let me go down. I'm going to try to go through the back area here, see if I can get back into perhaps the green room. Maybe I can pick the Wi-Fi back up, and maybe that will help me be able to send that third one. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, what Matt was saying was you've listened to a special time edition of Full Spectrum Radio broadcasting live from Parafest 2013 on the last day of the event. We will be returning to our normal broadcast time tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, I'm back inside where I should have full Wi-Fi back up, and I have no Wi-Fi. So apparently, once again, their Wi-Fi has dropped out. But that's all right. I'll make sure to get that uploaded. We'll get it up on the board. And hopefully for our next broadcast, we'll be able to share that one with you. But it's just amazing. I couldn't do anything, but it gave me shivers.
Hey, Dennis,
Matt,
I'm back.
You back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Same thing. It, Blog Talk kissed my ass. Same thing happened on Wednesday's show where I couldn't bring Dennis in, nothing. Same thing. Just had just a bunch of technical problems.
Yeah. I'm actually back in the green room area again, Matt. I came back to see if I could recover. Oh, okay, Wi-Fi's back up and running. So let's see if I can get this last one out. We've got about 5 minutes in the program left. And let's see if
okay.
I can get this last
I
one
got it.
Out here.
You finally, it
you
finally sent. Yeah.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah, for whatever reason, it wouldn't send through the cellular network. So once I got back in here and got the Wi-Fi, we got this last email sent out. Yeah, hopefully within the last 5 minutes that we have left in the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, we can get that one to you.
I have to say, and just since we got a couple minutes, this event has been phenomenal. Dennis and I have just met some great, amazing people, people that we've talked to but never actually physically got to meet in person until this event. Another one that's going to be coming up, which is I'm really, really looking forward to, is Chicago Ghost Conference 5, which will be October 4th and 5th in the Irish American Historical Society in Chicago. So definitely, if you have the time, if you can make it out, seriously, come check it out. I'll be down there. Ursula Bielski, who is just, I love this woman to death. She's phenomenal. She put on a great, great event. If you go to ChicagoHauntings.com, you can look up all or everything that's happening as far as event schedules, stuff like that. If you're in Chicago, you want to do a haunted ghost tour, she is definitely the one that I would recommend to do it. She knows it's amazing to sit down and talk to this woman. And fortunately, Dennis, you can kiss my ass on this one. I get the pleasure to actually have her on all of the CPR investigations. So she does them with me. She does a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And, yeah, so look for that October 4th and 5th. Again, ChicagoHauntings.com. Our dear, dear friends who are here, Miss Sarah Labrie, which, Kevin, I'm looking for, because I'm sure you probably want to say hi to her because you haven't talked to her in a long time.
Yep.
Megan Campbell is also, both of them were generous enough to let Dennis and my crazy ass in their booth and hang out with them, and it's just been phenomenal, and I don't know, Dennis, am I wrong to say that I wouldn't trade anything that happened at this event for the world?
No, I would definitely agree, man. I would, I would do this again in a heartbeat. And I was telling Kevin that I hope to hell that Scott's able to get another event like this booked for next year. He worked his ass off on this one, and I hope it's been a giant success for him. And I certainly hope that we get to do this again.
Yeah, and for everybody else who's out there, if you've heard my crazy-ass sound bites, if you want to see some crazy stuff, CPR Matt on Facebook, and I'm going to be posting on Twitter, too, at CPR Matt. I can't wait to see what kind of comments that Scott Grunewald is going to throw out on some of the stuff that I got.
We got about a minute and a half, and I do have the third EVP, so we're going to get that on before our live listeners. We'll probably run into the archives, but live listeners, here is EVP number two.
It puts the lotion on his skin or else it gets fucking,
this is CPR Matt about to tighten the noose. CPR Matt is signing off physically and metaphorically. No.
and CPR Dennis is probably running like hell.
Yeah, and CPR Dennis was never going to let me live this.
Looking for me.
CPR Dennis has never let me live this shit down. So, Yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. Catch us tomorrow, 8 to 10, Full Spectrum Unleashed. We'll be live and crazy as shit as always. So thank you, everybody, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, and guys. I'm going to throw our quick plugs out there, and Kevin, I'm going to bug out also. CPR Matt, CPR Dennis. You can catch both of us on Facebook or Twitter. You can also catch Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers.com and on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us on the URN Radio Network, folks. This has been Full Spectrum with Matt and Dennis. Live from Paraphone 2013.
Good night,
guys.
And
we're
Kevin,
in the archive now.
Kevin, thank you for running the board, man. It definitely was a big help to be able to not have one of us have to monitor it and go around rogue.
Yeah, most definitely.
Not a problem, guys.
Dude, you gotta get your ass to the obviously you probably won't be able to get to the Chicago Ghost Conference, but you gotta get your ass to the event with us next time. We got one coming up.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do, man.
Definitely.
Definitely.
So, thank you, brother. I'm gonna sign off now, and when Sarah and Megan get back, I'll call you on your cell, and so you can say hi to Sarah.
Talk to you guys later.
I can beat that, Matt. I will tell you, I'm looking straight at her as I light my cigarette, if that tells you anything.
Oh, they outside?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll come find you here in a sec. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and jump off of here. I have got to go find some food. My inner fat kid is having a revolt right now and just mad as hell.
All right, Dennis, I will see you in 2 minutes, Kevin. I will talk to you later, bro.
All right, brother.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Full Spectrum. CPR Dennis, signing off.
All right, you were listening to a live broadcast from ParaFest 2013. That was CPR Matt and Dennis. And they will be back on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Time to 10 p.m. Central Time. That's 9 to 11 Eastern with Full Spectrum Unleashed. And Tuesday, Terrify Radio with yours truly, the Paranormal Outlaw, the Mouse from the South, and Jody Parks. We will be talking with some folks from Pennhurst School and talking about their location and the different experiences that go on in that location. We're dedicating 2 hours to Pennhurst. So tune in Tuesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the URN Radio Network. We are going to be signing off now. I'm going to play us out of here with, should already had this queued. Let's see. How do we want to go out this way? Here. What's a good song to leave us with here? Well. Hang on a second here. Here we go.
the URN Radio Network. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/URN Radio Network.